are some stories that are worth sharing with you and getting your take on. New York Post is saying that Ronnie McDaniel, who, as you know, was fired by NBC, that just goes down as the biggest debacle in, and NBC's got a lot of them, debacles. But it's just absolutely incredible. So she was fired 2 days after she was hired because you can't have any Republicans working at NBC. And she now is talking to a very prominent L.A. lawyer by the name of Brian Friedman. They talked earlier this week, according to Politico. And no word as to whether she, and apparently she hasn't yet formally hired Friedman, so as to whether or not she will, it just remains to be seen. But this guy has been around, and he has represented people who have been ousted from the network before. Folks like Megyn Kelly, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, Tucker Carlson. And then he's also litigated for people like Vin Diesel, Quentin Tarantino, Robert Downey Jr., Mariah Carey. So this guy's a heavy hitter. And the question becomes, should Ronnie McDaniel, wind up going after NBC? And then I run across this piece and this is what's amazing to me. So townhall.com, Matt Vespa is one of the folks at townhall.com. I follow Matt's work pretty regularly. And Matt Vespa says that now remember, everybody at NBC was celebrating. They were celebrating that Ronnie McDaniel had been fired, right? So they're celebrating, and now they're worried. He says staffers at NBC are worried that her termination might impact their access to Republican Party sources. You think? You think maybe that would be the case? I'm curious to know whether you think any Republican should go on NBC. I'm not one generally for boycotts. I'm not. But I don't think any Republican should go on NBC. I mean, I think every Republican congressman, every Republican senator ought to say no thanks. When NBC comes calling, no thank you, not interested. Don't want to talk to you, no thanks. Because this is just absolutely insane. This is incredible. And I said this earlier this morning. You know what this reminds me of? Seriously. Let's say, we were talking about those Cadbury eggs, Easter candies, a little bit ago. And, it sounds so good, right? It sounds so good. You love it. And maybe it's your favorite food, stuff that just sounds good. And you're like, I shouldn't do this. I know I shouldn't do this. I really, really shouldn't do this. I don't want to do this. And then you wind up, you just scarf it. And it's great fun while you're doing it. You know what I mean? You go in and you get, and I'm having this, and it's delicious. I love it. It's good. And then when you're done, you wish you were dead. You know what I mean? You go, okay, in retrospect, that really wasn't a very good idea. That's what NBC is going through right now. That's what NBC is going through. So, yeah, they were feasting. Man, Ronnie McDaniel's out. They're feasting. They're partying. It's great. And now they're starting to think, wait a minute. It occurs to somebody. I don't know who. Frankly, I'm amazed that it's occurred to anybody at NBC, given that, seriously, look at their choices as to who they – Chuck Todd? For heaven's sakes, Chuck Todd? What are you, in a coma? I mean, so they finally get him, Chuck Todd, off Meet the Press, only to replace him with Kristen Welker? I mean, it's, what? It's like, yeah, we can't have a guy out there who's that bad. It's got to be a woman, right? I don't know what the hell the thinking is at NBC. It's just crazy. So now they're worried, might impact our access to Republican Party sources. Am I being nuts when I say no Republican should talk to NBC News? I mean, I could tell you very candidly, if I were an elected official and NBC News wanted to talk to me, the answer would be no, thank you. No, thanks. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. So will they be able to get Republican? And this will be an example, and this is one of the things that continually disappoints me about the Republican Party, is I know Republicans will just roll over. They'll just take it. They'll just roll over. We're going to do it. Yeah, it's national TV time. I got to be on NBC. They'll just roll over and do it. And I'll go, you wish for once in its life the Republican, certainly in my lifetime now, you wish the Republican Party could be unified on anything, any one thing, and saying, I'm not going on NBC. I will not appear on NBC. I do not like the way Ronna McDaniel got treated. I mean, even those of us like me who don't like Ronna McDaniel, we're not big fans. And I want to rephrase that, because I wouldn't say I don't like her. That's too strong. I would say I wasn't crazy about her, you know? I thought she was a milquetoast Republican, as they said yesterday. But even I thought that firing was just absolutely outrageous. So I always welcome your thoughts, your phone calls. 605-336-1320 is my number. Good morning, Rick. You're on, Kello.
Greg, good morning to you, sir.
Hi, buddy.
You know, isn't the Democrats, aren't they supposed to be the voice of diversity and inclusion and everything? And, you know, it doesn't sound like making that decision of picking runoff, you know, was included in that.
Everybody, they should add the word except Republicans.
Exactly.
Right.
But another thing they should be considered is they shouldn't be NBC News. They shouldn't be allowed to host another presidential debate again either. You know, I sure
would. Great point.
Yep, they shouldn't be allowed to do it, and I wouldn't allow them to host a Republican debate, you know, in 2028 or anything else. I wouldn't allow them to host anything because they've proven that they're a biased network just by their decision to fire Rona. They just absolutely screwed the pooch, if you will, and they cut off all ties with the Republican Party. So if they want to do that, they're not entitled to anything, and I would say, like I said, to go ahead and stop them from doing any presidential debate. The Presidential Debate Commission and anybody else should just absolutely bar NBC News from hosting anything in the future.
You know, Rick's got a great point here. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. Rick, thanks for the call. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. Phone lines are open, 605-336-1320, that if this is the way that NBC is going to operate, NBC should not get any of the presidential debates. I mean, I've made the argument. I don't think any Republican should go on NBC. So I'd love to get your thoughts. Good morning, Art. You're on, Kello.
Good morning. I completely agree with the last caller and your thoughts. I wouldn't say I dislike Ronna, but there's nothing I do like about her.
That's where I'm at. Same place.
Yeah. I mean, she hasn't helped the Republican Party at all, in my opinion. But aside from that, the fact that any mainstream media will or won't hire after the fact won't keep somebody that they agreed to hire. That sounds like an open and shut winning lawsuit is what it sounds like.
So if you were in that position, would you sue them?
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you promised me a job, and then because some whiner started complaining that they didn't like the competition or maybe the facts, all of a sudden I can't work there? Okay. We can have that discussion in a courtroom because that wasn't in our agreement. It wouldn't be in mine.
Yeah,
I can be fired for nothing. But having said that, I agree with that last caller completely. I would boycott everything and anything, NBC, just to start letting them know we're not going to play this.
And you know what?
You're not.
And I fear, yeah. You know, Meet the Press this week is going to have the usual Republicans who are going to be on. And it's like, what in the world is it going to take for them to wake up?
Good people to change the country. I don't know how to say that politely. We got to get rid of the garbage that we have and have a conservative party once again. We just lost that decades ago, I think.
Yeah, and we lost the media decades ago, too. And I think this whole thing, and now they're worried about, you know, oh, it's like the aftershock. It's like, oh, wait a minute. How are we going to be able to get Republicans on the air now? Well, duh, maybe you should have thought of that ahead of time.
Yep.
It's just crazy. Art, thanks for the call. Phone lines are open, 605-336-1320. So this is the latest that, you know, they're worried about. You know, NBC News journalists say, this is according to reporting that I read at town hall, NBC News journalists say they believe the move will only continue to strengthen complaints by Republicans that the network doesn't want to hear their perspectives. You think? I mean, now NBC staffers are bracing for Republican backlash, fielding texts from angry GOP sources. One NBC News journalist said, political reporters here didn't take part in that backlash, nor did they get to give input on the hire, but they'll be the ones who have to pick up the pieces with sources who are now dismayed with the organization. Oh, give me a break. That's hand-wringing. I mean, listen to that. Well, you know, we didn't take part in the backlash, nor did we get to give our input on the hire. You know what? My company doesn't give me input on hires that don't affect me. So, for instance, if it's a hire involving this radio station, I'm involved. If it's a hire involving one of our other Midwest Communications radio stations, they don't ask for my thoughts. If they are hiring somebody out in the front office, they don't ask for my thoughts. Nor should they. I'm not suggesting that they should. I mean, that's the world that all of us kind of live in. And so then, you know, one NBC News journalist, we didn't get to give any input, and we didn't, you know, the backlash coming against us. Oh, poor you. Isn't it terrible? Isn't it terrible to work at NBC? Yeah, it is. That's kind of the point. They ought to be feeling a little bit uncomfortable, and there ought to be a backlash, in my opinion. So I welcome yours, 605-336-1320. Good morning, Brian. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. How are you today?
I'm doing well, buddy. Thank you.
Fantastic. You know, I think that it's a great thing that we have a free market system, right? And because of that free market system, you reap what you sow. If this is the decision that this network decided to make, then they get to reap the benefits of that decision, whether they're good or bad.
You're absolutely right. I mean, as you're talking about that, first thing comes to mind is Bud Light. You look at what happened to Bud Light.
Yep. I mean, they decided to take the path that they wanted to take, and they had to reap the benefits of that. And now they're trying to correct that. I assume that this network, like you're saying, is starting to look at this, and they're thinking, oh, we might want to try corrective action. But that might be too late.
You've got to wonder if it would be. If it's too little too late, do you think Republicans should go on NBC?
Well, you know, there's a country song I remember hearing not too long ago that said you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Maybe they should stand for something.
Yeah, which is exactly why I don't expect it to happen.
But you know, I say it would be a good time to take a position to say, hey, if you don't want to hear from us, you don't want to hear our side, then we will just stay away from you and you can stay in your corner, I guess.
Which is such a great point. Brian, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you, my friend, for the phone call. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join the program, 605-336-1320. I'll give you an example. It was I'm mixing up my networks. I don't want to mention that. Sorry? Not analogous to what we're talking about, so I won't bring it up. Because I would question whether it makes sense to go on any of these networks. I was thinking of Senator Marco Rubio and that comment that the questioning session that he had by Jonathan Carl, but that was over at ABC News. But George Stephanopoulos, it's the same kind of thing over at ABC. It's the same thing. George Stephanopoulos coming right out of the Democrat Party, right into ABC News. I mean, look at these people, so-called journalists, their backgrounds, where they come from, their opinions, how they cover the news. It's just absolutely incredible. They have done professional malpractice to journalism. Even worse than that, it's like committing Harry Caray. I mean, these people. Just absolutely incredible. So Megyn Kelly lashed out. It's a story at New York Post about Megyn Kelly's reaction on her podcast. And she said, the children at Dem SNBC are mad, she said. And she was talking about the whole thing about Ronna McDaniel. And she mocked the uproar that was occurring by, you know, Rachel Maddow, Morning Joe, and Jen Psaki, Chuck Todd, all of these people at NBC. So Megyn Kelly says, our sacred airwaves, they must be protected from liars. She's mocking the people at NBC. And she said, after all, they are in the business of honesty. Exactly right. Exactly right. And she said, hey, you had no problem hiring Jen Psaki, who lied for a living for years as an Obama and then Biden spokesperson. So what gives? And she says Psaki reminds her of Dora the Explorer. Megyn Kelly is funny. She really makes me laugh. So the circus at NBC is not over. McDaniel is talking with a big shot entertainment media attorney, Brian Friedman. She visited with him earlier this week. No word as to whether or not she's going to hire Friedman. But again, he has represented people who have not been treated well by cable news, including Megyn Kelly, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, Tucker Carlson, and others. So that continues to be a big story this morning.